Go over to Romans chapter 5, will you? Romans chapter 5. I just wonder, hopefully no one in here has run across and thinking that they're just a little bit of good about themselves. Well, I'm going to tell you, there ain't no good about nobody in here. Nobody. Now, Romans chapter 5, let's start in verse 5. Let me see if that's where I want to. Now, I want to start in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Were you an ungodly person?
Amen.
Were you at enmity with God when you were born? Yeah. Of course you were. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His love for us. He loved us first. That's why we love him. We don't love him so he'll love us. He loved us first. We were yet sinners. Christ died for us. My goodness. Much more than being now justified. We're talking about justification. Justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Me and Joe was just talking a little bit earlier. I ain't going through no wrath. I just think. Scripture tells me I'm not going through wrath. Now, you know, a person can believe what they want to, and it ain't got no effect whatsoever on your salvation. I just don't want to believe I'm going through wrath. I mean, if I do, the Lord's going to surprise me with it and put me in the trail or whatever, but I can't see that. So I'm happy. I got joy and love and peace about me not going through it now. Okay? So everybody got to do their own thing there. But, you know, you cannot be justified by the law. But they still preach it. Back over to Romans chapter 3. We read it, but I want to emphasize this. See, the law compounded the matter. It made it tough. You could not actually keep the law. So when back in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, listen to it again. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Like I say, we were never, ever under the law. But look what it says in verse 21. But now, thank God for these but nows in the scriptures. But now, righteousness of God without the law is manifested. It's appeared. It's there. Just like Jesus Christ was God, but he manifested himself in the flesh. It's manifested. It's here. Without the law, righteousness is. You've been justified. My goodness. Now, in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, and this, I don't know if you've ever paid that much attention to this scripture as you do others, but I'm going to tell you this is one of the better scriptures in the entire Bible here. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now forget about the law because you're not under it. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You can't sin enough that grace can't take care of. I like what Lynn preaches about. He says, Brother Sasser, he said, these people up here are just choked on grace. They can't swallow it. They cannot understand grace. It's free. It frees you to live your life as an ambassador for Christ. They can't accept it. They can't swallow it. So they're choked on grace. You've heard him say that. I know you have. I've heard him say it a lot. Choked on grace. Don't ever be choked on grace. Thank God for grace. My gosh, unmerited favor, something you don't deserve at all. Go over to Romans chapter 8.
And they find grace is stumbling block. They want to do something.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, they'll be the first to criticize you. Well, you're under grace. You've got a license to sin. No, I'm living my life. I'm a sinner and I know it. But I'm living my life for the Lord. Yes, I'm going to stumble, I'm going to fall, I'm going to deliberately do some things. But the fact of it is, I'm saved by grace through faith, and that not of myself. Now, over here in Romans chapter 8, let's go and see what verse 3 says. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, oh, was it weak? God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, you could go back up there in verse 1 and read that. I just get so much satisfaction out of verse 1. Oh my gosh, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Remember, 76 times in the New Testament, 73 times in Paul's epistles, people want to look at this. They're in Christ. Your life is in Christ. You can't be taken out. You have eternal security.
Amen.
My goodness, live your life to the glory of the Lord. And we all know, but we try. We're supposed to try. And when we fail, we get back up again and ride a horse. And that's what we're supposed to do. Now, with that in mind, God does the justifier. God is the justifier. It's His righteousness that's placed upon your account the moment you trust. It's not the sins, like I said. In Romans chapter 8, let's go over to verse 33. Verse 33 of Romans 8. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who can charge you with anything? God done justified you. You trusted in His Son's shed blood. It's placed upon your account. The ledger is straight. You owe nothing. It's free. It's free. So who can charge God's elect with anything? But you have people all the time trying to charge you with something. Trying to put you back up under bondage. I don't like what she did. I don't like how he said that. Oh, he's a sinner. Look at him, look at him, look at her, look at her. They were looking in the mirror. I know what's in there. A sinful looking person. If you don't believe it, look in the mirror sometime and you'll see that individual. And you don't like that individual because you've got evil thoughts and idleness and you've got sin on your mind. That's just how we are. Why? Because we're in the flesh here. No, we don't. That's our condition, our walking around, but our position is in Christ. Sealed. Now, go over to, let's see, Romans chapter 3. Feel free to say something, guys. Praise the Lord, or whatever you want to do. Romans chapter 3, verse 26. Romans is a good chapter, believe me. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 first. But verse 24, I'm sorry. Being justified, what? Freely. There's no cost here. Freely. By His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, a satisfaction, an appeasement through faith in His blood. In His blood, that's His gospel. That's Christ was crucified, buried, resurrected from the dead to pay for your sins on the third day. That's what He's talking about. To declare His righteousness, nobody else's righteousness. You have no righteousness without God's righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. That's those sins that has nothing to do with us. That's the ones that go backwards from the cross. But, through the forbearance of God, in other words, the toleration of God, God put up with it, but now it's through. He's done away with them through the propitiation. But in our case, in verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, God's righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believed in Jesus. What did He say? He is the justifier of those that trust the gospel. That's us. If you don't trust in the gospel, you're not going to be justified. Even though you don't have any sins. It's called unbelief. Your unbelief will send you to hell. It's not your sins, as we know. Absolutely not. Well, what made this justification possible? The just or the unjust? It's Christ is the provision that we have been looking for. Well, I don't know if we've been looking for Him. Christ is a provision for your sin, okay? Go to Romans chapter 3. We just talked about it. I'm sorry. Romans chapter 5. Got ahead of myself. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then being now, the word now is operative, now justified by his blood. Not in the future, in the second coming, when Peter and the little flock is going to get their salvation. Now. Much more then being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath to come. Now. Look at verse 11. And not only so, but we also join in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have what? Now. Not like Acts 3:19, 20, and 21, from the appearing of the presence of the Lord. No. Not Zechariah 13, when the fountains are going to be opened up and cleanse those people. No. Now. It's talking about now. The moment you trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved, sealed until the day of redemption. It can't get any plainer than that. You know, I'm like this. If you can show me some heresy that I'm teaching, I'll quit teaching it. Because I want to know the truth. Anything teaching to you guys, and have talked to you guys, if it's heresy, if I'm a heretic, let me know and I'll change my mind. But you've got to show me by the Scriptures. That's it. So, let's move on. Romans chapter 3. But again in verse 24. And this is so good. I love this verse, and it's so simple. I think people overlook this, of Romans chapter 3. Being justified, clear of all sin, freely. Nothing you can do. It's free. By his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Don't you think people skip over that? Justified freely? Once people preach that you've got to do something. That's not free. That's wages. God would owe you something. He doesn't owe you anything. It's through his great love whereby he loved us when we were even dead in our trespasses and sins. Now, something must happen. The wicked must be condemned. What would Galatians chapter 3? We've been talking about justification. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 10. Now, we're not under the law. This is talking about it. But it says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues that not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Cursed? You're cursed if you don't continue in the law? Well, that means everybody's cursed, doesn't it? If we were under the law. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. There are certain things in here that we can make an application to us. Even though this is in Romans 3, Philemon, every word of it is not written directly to you. You have to rightly divide. I call the rightly divide. Now, you may have not heard that term. But everything about this law, we're not under the law. But it talks a lot about law. To those people, to the Jew, and those in the covenants of promise. They were. So Paul was writing to them at that point in time. But we make applications out of these scriptures that apply to us, the Ephesians and Colossians. And the law is not of faith. The man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us, Paul says into this Galatians, from the curse of the law, but being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Well, guess what? Jesus Christ was cursed for those Jews and those people in the covenants of promise. And he was also cursed for you. Your sin. He took upon himself the just for the unjust. Absolutely, he did. But there's a medium in here. God's grace is the medium. That's what it is. Now you can go over to Romans chapter 3 again, and I'm going to read that one verse again. Yes, we sometimes read the same verse over and over and over and over. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I cannot emphasize that enough. I can't say that enough. But just let that register in your mind. It's justified freely. It's God's righteousness that justifies you through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he willingly went there. We know, we absolutely know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that was born of a virgin, was in glory with God before the foundation of the world. We do. The Bible says so. So if you just believe what the Bible says, you're going to believe that. You don't have to understand it. Just believe it. God had glory. Along with the Trinity, He's one of them. Before the first grain of sand ever spoken into existence. And you know, what we try to do is use our human reasoning and comprehension. We only use just a tiny little section of that brain that we have here. We cannot understand this. Even though a person may be saved, there's things in this book that we cannot understand. That's true. Now, I'm not saying everyone, but there may be a passage in here that, like that, that God had glory. Jesus had glory. We wouldn't know that. So He is the witness. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Jesus Christ had to be visually resurrected to show that your sins are gone, because all the sins of the world were placed upon Him. In verse 21 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for He, that's God, hath made Him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that's Jesus, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now we get into the position that you hold in Christ. In Christ. You're not in Adam any longer, you're in Christ. Because God sent His only begotten Son into this world to take your sins and the sins of the world and to die for you. And at 12 o'clock that day, when He was hanging on the cross, the world turned black. And the sins of the world were placed upon Him. At 3 o'clock, the world started seeing light. And He said, Father, Father, why hast Thou forsaken me? God the Father turned His back, literally, on sin and could not even look upon His Son because He had no communion with Him anymore. The Holy Spirit left Him, left Jesus. He was alone, like you would be if you haven't trusted Jesus Christ whenever you die. The separation, the condemnation, is where an individual will be if you don't have Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. It's either trusting or not trusting. It's a simple thing. It's not a hard thing. You just got to trust it in your heart. You can believe it all day long. But if you don't trust it, you're still lost. Now what you're going to do? God, as you saw, listen, God turned His back on His own Son, who was God in the flesh. Do you think you're coming close to be God in the flesh? You think God's not going to turn His back on you? Matter of fact, He has already. In the garden, He turned His back on mankind until a provision was made for that appeasement, that propitiation. You were reconciled back together with the Father. And you remember reading about there in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, about the natural man. The natural man cannot, will not, impossible, commune with God Almighty because you're sin. After you trust, your position is in Christ. That's a good thing. But the natural man receiveth not the love of the truth. So God the Father turned His back on His own Son and an individual down here. But God the Father made a provision for you. So He wants to love you, and He does love you, but He wants to commune with you. He wants to have fellowship with you. It's you that's not letting it happen if you're lost in here. Let's move on. Faith is the means. Faith is the means. Go over to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified, clear of all sins, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You heard it? We were at enmity with the Lord when we were born, and now, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have peace. Peace with God. Woo-hoo. Peace Look around and see all the anger and the upheaval in the world. There's no peace out in this world. It's just present evil world. But you have peace. You can go straight to the Father. Talk to it. Pray to it. It's awesome. It really is awesome. Go to Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude, we're talking about justification today, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Don't let anybody ever try to put you under the bondage of the law. Back over to verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Oh, listen. It's important that you get this. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. It's the faith of Christ that saves. Now, go over, if you would, to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 16. You know it? This is a great scripture. My goodness. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by your faith. By His faith. Yeah. Not your faith. His faith. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, in closing about that, I want to show you something. The only way is to trust in the faith of Jesus Christ. Trust the gospel. Now, you know, up in Alabama there, the church was so far out into the woods there, which I enjoyed. But I heard people, and this is not negative, I heard people say, my God, I'm not going to pick it up on my GPS.
Yeah. I need to update the GPS. Because that road ain't been in pavement by this year.
You know what? You know God's got a GPS. Mm-hmm. It's God's plan
for salvation.
Of salvation. If you get lost, and you are, why don't you call on His GPS to save you? Now, if you have a problem with your vehicle sometime, let me get some of this off here real quick. You have a problem with your vehicle. I've got AAA. But, you know, if you need help and you need to call someone, why don't you call Jesus to tow you home? That's a T, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, Carol just handed me this. And I think she heard it from Carol. I mean, from Carl.
I heard the ESP.
Yeah. Oh, I like this. I didn't know this. Now, ESP is experiencing. God, Carl, that's a long word. Experiencing salvation. With Paul. Do you have ESP? Are you experiencing salvation with Paul? From the risen Savior.
Definitely.
You can't get lost if you've got your GPS. You just can't. Can you?
Yes.
And if you think you are,
if it's bad,
call Christ and He'll tow you in.
What is that?
what the TOW stood for.
The only way.
The only way.
One more. And we'll be quit. I made the mistake at the conference. I was having a hard time doing that last song about
How can you refuse him now?
And I forgot to do this song. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to do it. Let me see where I did it at. I hope it's here.
Hey.
Yeah. If we never meet, it'll be tough to do. Not sing it, but it's going to be tough emotionally to do. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God we have been true and we live above our sin, then for us, sing it, to be of need, oh, there's going to be a need. I'll see with the rapture once we pray. Sing it out. I'll see in the rapture. Yes, I'll see in the rapture. There will be our blessed Savior. We will live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. To my loved ones, let me say that there'll surely come a day when our Lord can take His church away. So get ready now to meet Him with a hallelujah greeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Last verse, guys, come on. I'll see you in the rapture. Yes, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we will live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture one fine day. There with our blessed Savior, we will live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture.